T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We are going to make sure that our laws are enforced.
There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic.
But I had no intent to break any Russian law.
Earlier today, the January 6th committee in the House requested phone records from Alex Jones.
What we are saying is that we cannot dictate where members of Congress go.
Hey, it's Friday. You are listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're here, however you got here, whether it's on the Odyssey app, we appreciate that. If you're on Facebook Live, we've got to show up live, reading your comments this morning as we move along here. Victoria Babu in with us this morning, handling news. We appreciate that. Her final day. She gets some rest starting tomorrow.
Heading away this weekend.
Are you?
Flying. I'm into Dallas.
Oh,
another
nice.
Steamy area.
Yeah, no kidding.
Little
out
family.
Out of the pot and into the fryer.
Yes,
huh? Yeah,
yes.
No kidding. Yeah, so we're looking. We appreciate Victoria giving us some time this week. That's fantastic. Scott J. Gow will be back with us next week, handling the news duties. And, of course, we will get to everything that's going on in just a few minutes. But first, though, we need to get to our guest because he's about to fly on a jet plane. Let's get to him, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Jim Carafano joining us from the Heritage Foundation from an airport somewhere in an undisclosed location. Jim, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to Dallas.
Oh, wow. Are you headed to CPAC or where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to CPAC. So I think I'm talking right after Trump or right before Trump. I don't know.
Nice. You're kind of a big deal. We feel honored to get you on here this morning.
You know, it's funny. That's what Trump said.
That's good stuff, Jim. Yeah, I'm excited. I actually had a great time at CPAC last time. Back in the fall when we went down there to Orlando.
In Orlando, yeah, that's great. So, you know, not to brag, because you know, I'm Matt and Mercy Schlapp, but you know, the problem for years is, you know, they would have all these big conferences, you know, Davos and all this other stuff, and conservatives would never get a seat at the table, or if they did, they were kind of put in a corner, and the Schlapps just said, you know, dude, we're just going to make our own table.
Yeah.
And CPAC has become, I think, the most important thing. It is the place really for not just American, but global dialogue among conservatives about things that are important to conservatives. I think I'm just a huge fan.
The people outside of CPAC, the people on the political left, really hate the fact that they invited Viktor Orban to appear. Here's what he said yesterday that made him mad.
Family ties shall be based on marriage or the relationship between parents and children. To sum up, the mother is a woman, the father is a man, and leave our kids alone. Full stop, end of discussion.
Yeah, so that's Hungary's prime minister there, Viktor Orban. People call him an authoritarian, but I think Trump endorsed him at his last election, and he's got a lot of conservative values.
Well, first of all, the elections in Hungary were free and fair by every international standard. And Orbán was elected with a massive majority. So to claim that he's an authoritarian is really kind of a slap in the face of democracy. And who is the left in America to talk? Yeah. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to take over federal elections. They want to unleash the FBI on parents at school board meetings. You know, behaviors that if other countries did stuff like this, we'd be screaming they should be, you know, driven out of the Human Rights Council. And yet, you know, the people that we pick on, look, let's be honest. They pick on Orbán because he's a conservative.
Yes.
Period. If he was a wild leftist like Nicaragua or the new guy that just got elected in Colombia or Cuba or Venezuela, they're like, don't have much to say. You know, we have to work with these people. But when they're conservatives, you know, then they're beyond the pale.
That's a great point. Yeah. If he was in Venezuela, we'd be trying to buy oil from him. But since he's in Hungary, we don't like him. Here's why they don't like him, Jim. Let me read this quote from him. He said, if you separate Western civilization from its Judeo-Christian heritage, the worst things happen. The most evil things in modern history were carried out by people who hated Christianity. Don't be afraid to call your enemies by name. Oh, he's on the outs now with all the liberals in the world.
Yeah, I actually wrote an article about this a couple of years ago. It's on the National Interest, you know, because they talk about this clash of civilizations, right? And my argument was, is what I would call an authentic civilization is not really the problem. If it's rooted in human rights and a fundamental belief in religion and just behavior, it's a positive, constructive force in the world.
Yeah.
You know, not that humans don't make mistakes and do stupid things, but whether it's Hindu culture or the Judeo-Christian culture, these are authentic civilizations which have made the world a better place. And when you look at who has truly committed atrocities, and it's people who are either unrooted from these cultures or have consciously replaced them. Marxism, communism, you know, communist China, I think, is a really good example. We didn't need, you know, them being mad at Pelosi to understand that this regime is completely odious. I mean, they are conducting the largest genocide in the world today. They are in your face selling people products around the world made by slave labor, and they claim that somehow they're a legitimate, honest, respectable government. And what terrifies me is our administration tries to treat them that way, even though we know that they are not.
Right.
And I think that's a lick on us. And so, you know, look, I don't agree with everything Orbán's done. I've been to Hungary a number of times. I've talked to a lot of people in this political party, Fidesz. I don't agree on all their policies. I think in some ways their corporatism and how they is just as bad as ours. But you can't say it's not a democracy. You cannot say he's not right on the social issues. And that was infuriates the left and puts them beyond the pale for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Jim Carafano on the phone with us from Heritage. Now, Jim, I don't know what time your plane leaves, but if you need to get going to board, just let us know.
Okay, no, we're okay. They haven't actually started board.
Okay, all right.
Quite yet,
so. You know, I don't think I've talked to you since we took out Al-Zawahiri over in Afghanistan, and I know I just slaughtered the pronunciation of his name, but what does that say about the mess we left over there if terrorists have now inhabited Afghanistan again?
Well, yeah, I think it was totally predictable that a lot of people criticized and said, you know, the reason why these guys are not there and it's not a terrorist Disneyland is because the United States is there. So here's the data that nobody is talking about at all, right? It took these guys, first of all, this guy was living in the open under the Taliban in their capital, and he was being hosted by one of the leaders of the Haqqani Network, which is the organization that brought al-Qaeda to Afghanistan to begin with. Matter of fact, they helped create al-Qaeda. It took the administration 4 months to get this guy. Now, before, when we were in Afghanistan under Trump, when no American was dying, what it was costing the United States less in a year than under Obama, and it cost us to be there in a week. Women were in the workplace. Children were going to school. The economy was actually growing. the Taliban and the terrorists had an overrun the country, we could have done that strike in a day.
Yes.
From finding the guy to killing him could have taken a day. It took these guys 4 months to get one guy, who's, by the way, going to be replaced. And we should ask, what's the cost of that strike? Because when we were there, it would have basically cost us like almost nothing. But the drone alone costs millions of dollars. And then if you think of all the ISR and the intel and the prep and everything else, it probably costs many tens of millions of dollars to do that strike. Probably would have cost us to just sit there and do nothing in Afghanistan for 6 months. So, you know, say what you want, is what Donald Trump was doing in Afghanistan was preventing the next 9/11 at a relatively reasonable cost and putting the United States in a very powerful position and doing a lot of good in the region and a lot of good for people and a lot of good for U.S. interests. We gave that up at the cost of 13 lives, not to mention the incredible misery we heaped on the Afghan people. And now it's more expensive to do inefficiently what Trump did very efficiently. And we are back to the Bill Clinton days. Then we used to lob, you know, cruise missiles at these guys. Right. Now we're lobbing, you know, even more expensive drones. So nobody should look at this and say, oh, this is a great day for American foreign policy. Because what it does is it just highlights the tragedy of one of the biggest mistakes Biden made. And I only say one of the biggest because he has out-screwed up Afghanistan at every turn.
Right. So Jim, right, Jim, you got to go?
Go ahead, one more.
Okay, all right. So just quickly, though, what is the fallout from that? Is there we've got open borders. We don't know who's come across the border or into this country illegally. Do you think there will be blowback in terms of terrorist attacks targeted at the U.S. as a result of that?
Sure. Absolutely. This is part of their game. When we hit them, they lose face. And the only way they regain their stature and composure is to hit us back. So when we ran away from Afghanistan, that gave them enormous street cred. And now we've killed their leader, and now they have to get back at us. And we've given them lots of opportunity, motive and opportunity to do that. So, look, since the day Biden came in office, the next terrorist strike is something I've been worried about.
Wow.
So, yeah. And with an open border, it couldn't be easier for them.
No kidding. Jim Carafano, listen, my friend, safe travels and have fun at CPAC. I'm jealous you get to go down there.
You should be.
I know.
I'll save some heat for you.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Yep. See you soon. Jim Carafano, their foreign security expert at Heritage, headed down to give a speech at CPAC in Dallas.
So he's not going to the baby shower that I'm going to?
Apparently not. He's going to. You could have invited him.
I could have.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
What do you
do with those
problems.
Things? Bob for diapers or something?
I have no idea. Bob for diapers.
What showers are you guys going to?
You swaddle a beer bottle.
The baby shower, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really want to go see my sister. I haven't seen her in a while. So who works for American Airlines, and she can fly anywhere she wants. So
yeah.
We don't have that luxury, so I get to finally see her, so it's nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I'm glad you're going to have a good trip down there. Yeah, I am jealous that he gets to go to see, but I had a great time there last year.
I mean, you really get to meet movers and shakers, don't you?
Oh, they're all over the place. Yeah. They're just walking by you. You flag them down. They come over and sit down with you. Hollywood stars and the few that are conservative.
Yeah.
There were a few there.
I'd say a handful. Yeah,
exactly. But that was fun. Michelle Tafoya was there last year. I got an interview with her. She was there in the fall. She had just quit NBC, and she was talking. I did a one-on-one interview with her that we aired when we got back, where she was talking about her reason for stepping away, and from the network news level. And she hinted that she might run for office. Now, I think since then she's announced a podcast and some other stuff, but I don't think she said she was going to get more involved. I believe she lives up in Minnesota somewhere. She was going to get more involved in the political races for this year. And I haven't heard anything recently from her.
Is she a political? Was she a political reporter for NBC?
No, she was a sports reporter. She was a sideline reporter for many years.
Sunday Night
Football.
In sports.
Sorry.
So she said she was peripherally aware of the political climate within the network, and we talked a little bit about that because I said to her, one of my favorite books of all time was Bias by Bernard Goldberg, and he even wrote a sequel to it about what it was like to be on the inside of network news looking out, right? And why they defaulted to left-leaning ideas and story angles, because his argument is they existed in the vacuum that is New York and Washington and L.A., and the social circles they ran in supported those ideals. So when there was a story about Roe v. Wade or abortion, they ran straight to Planned Parenthood to see what they thought. I mean, that was the default, instead of somebody in flyover country who might have had the opinion that we need to limit abortion to whatever extent we can. That was barbarianism to them to even consider that. So I talked to her a little bit about that, and she said, well, you know, she was aware of that. She said, being in the sports side of things, I didn't get exposed to that as much as I would have in news. But her point was, she's a parent. She's watched her kids and how what's going on in the schools has influenced them and their lives. And she said she just felt like she'd reached a point in her career when it was time to step away from sports reporting and move back into an arena where she felt she could make a difference.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see what happens to her next. I don't know. I assume, based on her comments and her being at the Conservative Political Action Committee, conference, I should say, that she is on the conservative side of the political spectrum. I don't know where she falls on that spectrum, but she's a big name and well-known, and I hope she's able to have an impact.
And she's up in a very Democratic state. She's in Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know what to... Remember, the only state that Walter Mondale carried during that landslide against Ronald Reagan.
Because he was from there.
Was Montana. Well, I mean...
Minnesota.
Sorry. Yeah, not Montana. Not Montana.
The other...
Heaven forbid, not Montana. You know, no. Or Wyoming, for that matter. By the way, if you're just joining us, did you hear the former Vice President Dick Cheney? He is out now supporting his daughter for her role in the J6 committee. He knows she's about to lose her congressional seat because she's being primaried by a lady named Harriet Hageman, a virtual political unknown outside of Wyoming, but she's winning by 28 points in all of the polling up there. Assuming you can trust the polling, but the polling that I've seen, she's got a huge lead. So they rolled out Kevin Costner earlier this week with a Liz Cheney T-shirt on the Yellowstone Ranch site, I guess, where they may be filming some new episodes. And now they've rolled out Dick Cheney. Dick has looked better, I'll have to say, watching the video. I don't even know how old he is now, but he's gone through some health challenges, I know that. But he put out about a one-minute-long diatribe on why he supports Liz and why every Republican should support Liz and why he thinks Donald Trump is such a great threat to the United States of America. Go to cut two, please.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
I'll bet you did, Liz. I'll bet you did. Wow. So, sometimes they say out loud what they should only be saying in their heads. He just admitted her primary goal is to get this some sort of a Department of Justice indictment or charge against Donald Trump, with the sole goal of preventing him from ever being able to run for office again. That's what Dick Cheney just admitted to you. And we've said that all along.
He's 81.
All they need is some trumped up fake charge by a trumped up fake committee to try to damage Donald Trump politically. That's what they're after. What a shame. Hey, coming up, we'll talk to our friend Jess Anderson from 96.3 The Lou in just a couple of minutes about the latest primaries. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we've covered this a little bit today, and this morning we had on Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio talking about Brittany Griner, the WNBA player who just got sentenced to 9 years in prison over in Russia. And that, boy, that is rough. I'm sure it's what had to happen for them to start negotiating to get her home. But for the transgression, that's a steep sentence. I've got Jess Anderson in studio with me from 96.3 R&B in the Lou. Jess, great to have you back.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I want to play a little bit of this Brittany Griner interview from yesterday and just get your reaction to what you're hearing about what's going on with her.
I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws. I want to apologize to my teammates, my club, Gemka, the fans, and the city of ECAT.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff. I've said before, she's an American. I'm an American. I don't want any American held for some trumped up, stupid charge like that in a foreign country, period. Mm. You know, a lot of people who are conservatives were a little angry with her for her comments about the national anthem. Mm. You know, when she was in the WNBA, she wouldn't come out when they're playing the national anthem. She wouldn't come out till afterwards. Mm. But, you know, all that aside, you can have political differences with someone. I hope they get her back. I just don't know what it's going to take to get that done. What do you think about it?
Like, we hope that she comes back because we don't want any American in Russia right now, you know?
Right.
But at the same time, we have to accept accountability for what we do. You know, it's sad. We want her to come back. 9 years is a long time to bring. I'm not even sure the quantity of how much, or was it like a pen or a vape?
I think it was a vape pen of some sort that had either marijuana or THC or something in it. It had something that was illegal in Russia for sure.
Yeah.
She's been going over there since 2014, so she should know better.
She should know better, and she's probably been doing that for years. She's probably been doing that since she started in the league in Russia. But because of the situation that's going on right now.
There wasn't a war going on then.
Yeah, there wasn't a war going on then. And then I think even before, she was warned not to go there.
Oh, okay.
Prior to it. I believe she was warned, and this is what happened. And it's sad. It's unfortunate, but I mean, even 9 years, that's a lot. And I told you, I think back to the young man, the student that was in North Korea that took the propaganda poster off the wall. And he was sentenced to 15 years hard labor. And he ended up passing away a year later within the prison. I think they sent him back to Cincinnati. It's just we as Americans, I know we have this freedom here, but when we go to other countries, we have to be, you know, totally aware of the laws and the repercussions that come with us breaking it.
Yeah, that's true. And plus, she was probably targeted because Vladimir Putin wanted a little bit of leverage, and he knew he had somebody here that we'd trade for.
Yeah, or thought we would.
I thought.
So what is that? What is, like, how is that turning out?
Well, they've got it. That's the deal. Supposedly, there's another American over there who was convicted of trumped up espionage charges. He's been in jail for like 3 years. Now that the Griner case has been more high profile and the Biden administration is committed to bringing her home, he'll probably get to come too as a deal in return for this other guy who's apparently related to Vladimir Putin somehow.
Oh, wow.
He's the plus one.
So who knows? Yeah, exactly. It's a twisted tale.
It is. It is. And another thing, too, what about those families who have other, you know, family members locked up in Russia as well?
Right.
I saw a military family that was talking about their son being locked up. They've been writing to Congress, writing to, you know, get him released. But, you know, there's other Americans out there. But this, like you said, is a very high profile case. I wonder if it dies down, will like people, you know, will Putin or the situation, will they allow her to be released? You know, I wonder.
I think maybe they'll work a deal out. I don't know. I it's just the whole thing is unfortunate. That's for sure. Jess Anderson, my guest here. She's, of course, on 10 to 3 down the hallway here at 96.3 R&B in the Lou. I wanted to ask you about the primary election earlier this week. Now, One of the races I was interested in was Congressional District 1 with Cori Bush here in the city. We had Steve Roberts on a couple of times. Now, we reached out to him. He's a state senator. He was running against Cori Bush in this newly designed district, and he thought he might have a chance of unseating her in the primary. But you said your audience, you're not surprised at what happened in that race.
No, you know, another thing, too, like I've actually never had an opportunity to interview Steve Roberts. But I do know that I think that his name was not as out there. You got Cori Bush and you see Steve Roberts. And, of course, he's a military. He's a vet. He's an attorney. He does, like, he's a legislator, right?
Right.
And she's an activist, right? So there's a difference and a contrast. But I think people have, you know, gravitated more to the activist because they're seeing that quote-unquote action being done in local, you know, in our community.
Right.
At the end of the day. And I don't think our community ever had an opportunity to see Steve Roberts make that transition to being someone in the community.
So folks are under the impression that Cori Bush is making a difference. Mm-hmm. In other words, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because of the activism and, like, for example, you saw her stand on the stairs for and then obviously what happened was the rental, you know,
the rent
it
issue.
Prolonged,
yeah, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. But Steve Roberts, we haven't seen him do certain things in the community to benefit, you know, the community. I haven't seen it. So the fact that he lost by, you know, a huge percentage, like, you know, 70-20, like almost 70-30, it really shows that is a huge component of getting votes. To some degree.
That's good. That's a good point. Yeah, we had him on here a few times. You said he never even called you guys.
No, we never had an opportunity to have him come on. The stations are, you know, here, at least that I'm aware of, you know. So, you know, that's what happens. That's how the cookie crumbles, right, Mark?
You got to wonder, Jess, because we've got somebody that got elected on the Republican side for county executive in St. Louis County. Shocked. A shocker. Like, nobody even really knew who she was. But somehow she beat a guy who'd been a state representative for years, Shamed Dogan, and now she's going to be running against Dr. Page for county executive in St. Louis County.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody knows who she is.
No, you know what? These are the times we live in. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
weird.
Seriously, it's a strange time. Like, seriously, it's just crazy. Nothing surprises me. I'm pretty sure your listeners, nothing surprises them either. You
right.
know, nothing
no,
surprises.
Not
you can tell them anything, and they'd be like, oh, you know, we've become so desensitized to craziness and chaos. It's like, you know, yeah, nothing is what we expect. I'm pretty sure this election coming up in November, we're going
to
be shocked.
It used to be hard to be a talk show host.
Yeah.
You had to sit around and think of things you could talk about. And today, it just laid in your
it
lap.
It just comes
every day.
To you.
I know.
It just comes to
it
you.
It does.
Yes.
Jess, thank you for coming down the hall and spending some time with us.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you. Once again, I'm just live 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.3 R&B for the Lou. I appreciate you.
Excellent, Jess. We'll talk to you next week.
We
appreciate having you on. Coming up here, we're going to talk to Chanel Rione. Chanel is with the One America News Network, and I ran into her the other night at that Greitens watch party after the election with her husband, Cortland Sykes. But she's back at work up in Washington, and we're going to talk to her maybe about this new deal that they're working out for billions of dollars to fix inflation. How does that work? That's all coming up. Yeah, it sounds like maybe just talking to Jess Anderson there, that is a different perspective on the Cori Bush-Steve Roberts race. Sounds like we had a couple of people who really misread their voting block in the primaries. One would have been Shamed Dogan, And the other one would have been Stephen Roberts, right?
Well, isn't he the from the Roberts family that owned a bunch of
television
media here?
Station.
Right.
Yeah, his uncle and
Channel 46.
Dad. Is this the same guy that had accusations against him for rape? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But that not only were those charges dropped,
right.
There was an out-of-court settlement for defamation in that case.
Right. Kind of a he said, she said.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, his enemies continue to make political hay out of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure. I mean, he's a progressive Democrat. He's been active in his community, clearly not to the extent that Cori Bush was, because she's a wacko, in my opinion.
She's everywhere.
But I'm going to say she's everywhere, and she's on a national platform.
She'd learned from the best of the squad.
Yeah.
But clearly, Stephen Roberts wasn't talking to the audience he needed to talk to convince them that he was a voice of reason. And on the other side, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday who will go unnamed. I heard that Shamed Dogan was sitting on a couple of $100,000 in cash, but was saving it for the general election because he assumed he was going to win and figured he would need that for the fight against Sam Page, which you can see the logic in that.
Sure.
He just didn't see Catherine Penner coming.
They're going, who is she? Yeah.
Right.
So and bizarre. Ashley was telling me that we've had hundreds and hundreds, over 400 downloads of that particular interview we did with Catherine Penner yesterday because no one knows anything about her. So what does the Post disgrace do? The editorial board of the Post is already out there slandering her and trying to do whatever damage they can do. I mean, a Republican has not won that race since the early 90s was the last time, I believe. But now they're trying to peg her to like QAnon or something. Not that she ever endorsed QAnon, but they went back and found some comments she made on a blog, I guess before the 2020 election or something like that. And they're clearly trying to make hay about that. I don't know that there's anything to it or it's really that big of a deal.
She needs to change her website.
They took out of context, quite frankly.
Because if you go to her website, Mark, it's her book publishing website. And then only if you do /vote. Then it's all about her candidacy.
Then it's her campaign, yeah.
Yeah, so it's secondary to her.
Well, it's a different kind of campaign. She told me that yesterday, right? What was the name of that Van Halen album? A Different Kind of Truth?
Yeah.
It's a different kind of campaign.
That's the one that nobody owns.
Hey, I downloaded it. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I own it.
That's from, 2012?
12, yeah. When David Lee came back. Yeah, there's a couple good songs on
Tattoo,
there.
Tattoo.
Well, I didn't like that one very much.
That was the hit, anyway. Mark.
Come on. That was pretty interesting. Hey, coming up here, we are going to talk a little bit about what the Attorney General Merrick Garland brought up yesterday. He's announced that he's charging 4 police officers in Louisville in connection with Breonna Taylor's death. And it's going to blow your mind to understand the legal pretzel the Justice Department was willing to weave to get to a point where they could find something to charge these officers with to appease the screaming left crowd around the country and down in Louisville, right? And these officers who were fired upon and fired back and accidentally killed this girl are now going to be held responsible for her murder. Even though the state and the city never could find enough evidence to charge them with anything. Does this remind you of anything? Like Ferguson? We're going to talk more about this when we come back in a few minutes. And we'll talk to my friend Chanel Rion about this reconciliation bill up in Washington at about 8:35. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.